chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Yes, hooked on a feeling. It feels so good whenever you're hooked on some Guardians of it. Actually, you know, when you're hooked on some Marvel. Right, let me go ahead and say that real quick. Marvel people, welcome to the Marvel edition. Oh, I'm sorry, I meant movie spoilers episode 107. I am your host, your only host here today. That is the phenomenal one. People were like, damn, did Lehu get fired? No, Lehu will be back next week. I'm just here alone, all alone again, hooked on my feelings. I'm sorry, I just can't get that fucking song out my damn head. I do hooked on a feeling. Enough of that, though. When August comes around, you'll be hearing a lot of that song during that review. But people, got a couple of announcements to make. I'm not going to get into any too much comments here because I want to say, I saw a couple of them and they were pretty good. And I want to say some for a discussion with Lehu. So I'm going to do like maybe two or three comments, questions there. This might be the shortest episode in movie spoilers history. I know people are probably going like, that's impossible because your big ass mouth is still on here. It is possible, people, because I got shit to do. That's why. Plus, the girlfriend is bugging me about furniture shopping or some shit like that. I don't know. But I'll just go ahead and break down to you. Got comments, questions, whatever you want to call it. Got a box office talk, which is a very interesting box office talk because a certain movie dominated this weekend. Marvel. Excuse me. Getting over this cough I had earlier. We got Blu-ray releases. Got a couple, actually, of Blu-ray releases. And trailer talk with a movie I really don't give two shits about, to be honest, but that's just me. Let's talk about some of those announcements. The first one, I probably already made this announcement on the darkness, but the first one is the darkness is going to be doing movie reviews now. People keep asking, they're like, when is the darkness brothers going to do something here? Well, everybody knows I'm kind of going through a phase of changing some things on movies, but I'm just trying to see how things will work. Maybe not permanent changes or anything like that, but so you know, I want to bring more movie reviews in because that's really what bringing in the numbers, the movie reviews. So Darkness is going to start doing those DC / Marvel animated films, and we're going to call it Darkness at the Movies. It's going to be kind of like an Ebert and Siskel thing, except there's three of us, and plus we're Negroes. Gonna probably do that like once a month, get together, and gonna rotate picking. For the month of April, it's my pick. I'm going with Justice League War. We're gonna get into that because people have been asking for that one. Cody will pick next month, and I think we're gonna do Son of Batman, and CJ will pick the next month. That's one, that's huge, actually. I'm a little excited about that. What else? Oh, how could I forget my good friends? What's these Negroes' names? No, I'm just fucking. Eric and Kyle. Or Kyle and Eric, however I want to call it. In Development Returns. I cannot wait. Excited. Pumped for it. If anybody doesn't know what In Development is, a web series based around these interns that all work for Michael Bay. And everybody knows from the review I did about a couple of months ago. Fucking hilarious. Can't wait to see the episode returned. Comes back next Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, which is going to be fucking awesome. I just can't wait. These guys, when they get together and they start writing, clever as hell, funny as hell. Plus, they're both from L.A., so that's always a plus as well, too. Because L.A. got some talented motherfuckers. And apparently, these two bastards are two of them. Well, what are the announcements I can say? What else can I say on here? And I'll save those for when Lehu gets back. We'll save those. Keep it interesting at least. I don't want to say too much here because he'd be like, damn, P1, you're giving all this goodness. You don't even need Lehu no more. I'd be like, you know, yeah, I do actually, because then you'll only get like 10-minute episodes every fucking week. But actually, you probably wouldn't because you motherfuckers sending a lot of questions. So never mind. Let's go ahead and get into the first one, though. Excuse me there. Still fighting this cough I got here. It's fucking LA weather. It's fucking me up right now. What we got here? Okay, we got one from my man Alex here. The Mexican Warriors, I like to call him. Saw that motherfucker working out the other day. God damn. He looked like goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the 80s or whatever. Man, Alex is asking a question on Cesar Chavez. He's saying, damn, this movie was absolutely horrible, especially being Hispanic myself and seeing how Hispanics had their hands all over this film. What was a biopic you guys enjoyed in recent memory? Let me see. Oh, you know what? 42. You want to say recent memory? 42. I thought that was a good biopic. I wonder if you consider 12 Years a Slave to be considered a biopic. Because it is based around that one character, and it is based off of his memoir, so. You know what? I'm going to go with 12 Years a Slave. Fuck it. If I can't pick that one in, I'm going to go with 42. I thought both of them were fucking 12 Years a Slave was obviously amazing. Best movie I've probably seen in the past decade. 42 was a good movie. Nothing groundbreaking or anything like that. I mean, it was so good that nigga was breaking bats against a wall or something like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that film. But where we at? Where we at? Let's get into this this question right here. Amethyst Chaos, he says, hey, P1, do you think your boy Matthew McConaughey is too awesome to do a Marvel film? After all, I'm pretty sure he's willing to forgive. He's willing to forgive you for cheating with Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., and Leonardo DiCaprio last year, LOL. Hey, first of all, Amethyst Chaos, them niggas came on to me, okay? I am a loyal and faithful husband, okay? I am. Now, I can't help it that Robert Downey Jr.'s movie comes out in May, and I'm going to suck his dick. And then Chris Hemsworth come out in November, I got to suck his dick. Leonardo DiCaprio, I suck his dick anytime he want to. But that's between me and him. Why you got to go out there and put my business all out there on blast, huh? They don't care about that. Matthew McConaughey don't care about that. His movie didn't come out till August. He fine. Damn. All up in the nigga business and shit. Anyway. Yeah, I think he's too awesome to do a Marvel film. And plus, I don't see him playing any Marvel character, to be honest. I mean, maybe that nigga can be Nick Fury when they want to change him back to white, I guess. I don't know. Matter of fact, I don't see him playing a superhero at all, unless he's some country bumpkin redneck or something. Other than that, then no. That's kind of like the Ben Affleck thing. It's like, he's kind of a little above that. I mean, I ain't saying Matthew McConaughey is one of the best actors, but I don't see him doing anything big like that. Or plus, he just doesn't fit the character for anything. I mean, could have made him redneck Captain America, I guess. I don't know. I don't see him doing any type of genre films, let alone blockbuster. He is in an Interstellar movie. Well, we'll see how that movie works out. But no, I don't see him doing a Marvel film. I think he's too awesome for it. I think he's too awesome for any superhero film, to be honest. So that's my opinion on the whole thing. But whatever. Let's get into some box office now. I think two questions is fucking enough. Even though people are probably like, damn, that was quick as fuck. Where we at? Where we at? Come on now, box office. All right. So the number five film. Which I got to find the motherfucker that told me this film was going to do great in 3 weeks. That's the Muppets Most Wanted. Brought in $6 million. Went from number three to number five. $6 million. This motherfucker still ain't made his budget back. Hey, my boy, 3 weeks has passed. Muppets still fucking up. What's going on, huh? You told me in 3 weeks Muppets was going to be dominating. And it looked like that Captain America shield took all that money away. $42 million over here. $10 million overseas. Worldwide has got his budget back by $2 million, $52 million. Budget was $50 million. Ain't nobody trying to see no fucking Muppets. Now, granted, I thought the movie was better than the first one. I thought the first one was a piece of shit, but some little kids like Lehu would love that, so that's just me. Let's get into number four here. Yeah, I can't shake this fucking cough. probably because I'm hooked on a feeling. Bow, 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 bow. Gotta put number four. Where the, oh, here we go. Number four. God's not dead. How the fuck? Apparently, motherfuckers going to see this movie ain't dead neither. Shit. Budget on this movie was $2 million. $34 million. Goddamn, America. This is easily like... I personally hated the film. I ain't gonna lie. I walked out. I was pretty upset. But that's just me. I don't know. Shit. Fucking stupid piece of shit. Whatever. I can't wait for this to get out of the top five. Don't worry. End of this week is coming up. Movie ain't gone and fuck. Come on, goddamn it. Load up here. There we are. We at number three now. Surprise, the movie is still hanging in there, but that's Divergent. Brought in $12 million this week. You know, Lionsgate is like, God damn, we got another Hunger Games on our chain. It's got $115 million over here, $22 million overseas, worldwide, $138 million, $85 million budget. We're going to be seeing Divergent 2 pretty goddamn soon, which is a goddamn shame because Shailene, I thought she did a fucking horrible job, and I don't think she should ever act in anything like this ever again, but that's just me. Let's move on to the number two film, which dropped down from number one, and that is Noah, $17 million, which is pretty damn good, I must say, but budget is pretty high. The budget was at $125 million. Domestically, brought in $75 million. Overseas, it made $106 million. Worldwide, $181 million, so I don't think it's going to make its budget back domestically, but I don't know if the studio would just be happy with the worldwide thing. They probably will be just happy with the worldwide. But then again, Russell Crowe. Actually, you know what? No, because I think this is doing better than his last couple of movies he's been in. So, never mind. Especially that fucking Winter's Tale movie he had earlier come out this year. Oh, my God. That shit was horrible. Fucking Leahy was trying to defend that shit. Bastard. But anyway, this is a movie that people care about. That's the number one film. Number one film is fucking Marvel's Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Goddamn right, needs to be that. But here's the thing about it being number one, because everybody knew that shit was going to be number one. Being at number one brought in $95 million. That was a weekend total. Now, when Monday rolled around, it already hit over $100 million. I think it was at $106 or something like that. Over here, $108 million. Overseas, $207 million. Worldwide, $315 million. God damn. I remember I did the research on this. It's doing about, when this is worldwide, too, it's doing about $4 million more than Thor and $8 million less than Iron Man 3. So it's in the middle of this somewhere because I'm trying to figure out, is this movie going to make the billion-dollar mark of the year? Because I know a lot of people are speculating which movie is going to make the billion-dollar mark. Obviously, it's going to be between something like Spider-Man, X-Men, Captain America. Somebody said Godzilla, but I don't even think that's going to even come close to $1 billion, to be honest. What else is fucking coming out? Guardians, I don't think that's going to make a million. Let's just say it's going to be a comic book film. But then, oh yeah, and they said The Hobbit too, but I don't, the first one didn't, so why the fuck would the second one did? So I don't know. But we'll see. Hobbit kind of got close last year, but didn't even come close. Captain America, man. Oh my, fucking amazing film. Marvel's Dark Knight, yes it is. I will go ahead and say that. One thing I said before, and I'll say it again, the fight scenes are amazing. Marvel knocking it out of the park once again by adding these fight scenes in here. The choreography is just perfect. You know where this money is going to. Techno-wise, I think Marvel makes some of the most beautiful films out there today. God damn, fucking cough. Yeah, but techno-wise, Marvel makes some of the most beautiful films out there as far as being a spectacle of things. And you guys, if you don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I certainly fucking don't, check it out, because they did tie in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Captain America, so it's kind of like you getting like a Captain America 2.5, if you will, just without Captain America, but it's pretty damn good, I must say. It's not like one of the best TV shows or anything like that, but that episode was better than any other episode that they had so far. So the way they tied in with Hydra is just oh so fucking perfect. I mean, you,
when is this goddamn Haley Atwell show is coming, goddamn it. Now it needs to be the time, Marvel. Hop on that. Anyway, let's move on here so we can get things rolling. Let's move on over to Blu-rays now. As I load up the trailer for this bullshit ass movie, I gotta see. I don't know, it could be good. Whatever. We'll see. God damn, Marvel is so goddamn good. I'm sorry. I gotta get another tattoo on my dick by Marvel. Let's get into some Blu-rays as soon as this shit loads. Taking a sweet ass time trying to sell me some Captain Phillips Blu-rays, which I don't fucking need. First one we got here is fucking great. The Nut Job. Yeah. That piece of shit animated film that came out about 2 months ago is already on Blu-ray. So if you want to pick that up, then that would be good for you guys. Ride Along. Oh, another piece of shit that came out two months ago, but made a shitload of fucking money because you people just cannot stop sucking Kevin Hart's dick. God damn. Third movie, which I thought was very fucking pretentious, to be honest, and that was The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Yeah, this movie bombed last year, and I think it's pretty much going to bomb on Blu-ray, to be honest, too. Ben Stiller, nobody want to see your ass no more. Oh, this is the movie that's going to win everybody over. That's Black Nativity. Everybody wants to see Forrest Whitaker as a preacher. They want to see how that eye get a congregation over with a ski mask or something like that to cover it up. They want to see Angela Bassett, Tyrese Gibson. This is the feel-good movie of the year, and I think every family should get it for Easter, just in time to celebrate the Lord's, what is it, his 100th and 1,000th coming or something like that or whatever. I don't know. The man didn't came back so many times, I didn't lost count. And the last Blu-ray, of course, is going to be an Oscar release because we're getting closer to some more, the last final Oscar releases here. And that's Philomena, which I already got my copy now, so I'm happy to own this little film here because I actually enjoyed this and preferred it if it had won more awards. But matter of fact, it didn't win a goddamn thing, to be honest. But movie is really good. 92%, I think that's very reasonable. Much better than fucking Gravity or American Hustle, that's for goddamn sure. But yeah, all right. So upcoming films we got here that you're gonna be hearing some reviews from, which I'm kind of not looking forward to, because I don't really give a shit. But Draft Day, a new Kevin Costner film. Because after Man of Steel, everybody wants to see Kevin Costner now. Apparently, his hope wasn't enough when he told Superman to let that boy down. Now he's got to let a whole team down in the Chicago Bears that nobody. Did I say Chicago Bears? God, whatever. Man, Cleveland, goddamn it. It's got a C in it, goddamn it. Pretty fucking boring, too, because I already saw the fucking movie. Yeah, so next movie we got here is Oculus. Probably another piece of shit horror film. Obviously, I didn't get a screener for it because what was the point of giving critics screeners for horror films? They're cheap and going to make his money back. No Lehu's pumped for this piece of shit, probably, but hey, who knows? Maybe it'll be good. Maybe this will be the movie that changed me around. Then again, it's some supernatural shit, so I highly doubt it will. And then our trailer talk for the evening, if you will. Rio 2. Didn't care for the first one that much. I don't know why it's a sequel, but I know why. It made a shitload of money, but here we go, people. Is that Beyonce? You're my one and only blue. That's a good thing, since I'm the only other one. An important discovery. We have encountered a wild blue speaks macaw deep in the Amazon jungle.
We're not the only ones.
There may be a whole flock out there.
We have to help Linda and Twilio find them.
We? What you talking about we? You speak French.
The city bird who just learned to fly is about to take a walk.
Guys, wait up!
On the wild side.
We are all going to the Amazon. Yay.
On April 11th.
Goodbye, stinky city air!
I can't believe we found them.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Hey, back off!
Daddy?
Daddy?
Look at me, I'm a grandpa! Oh.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You will call me Pop-Pop.
Kids, go easy on old Pop-Pop.
You can call me sir.
The creators of Ice Age present...
Welcome back.
Roberto?
Hi. Hey. I am Jules' significant other. You never mentioned any Roberto.
So that's what a blue macaw is supposed to look like?
Anne Hathaway.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Those are breath mints. You eat them.
Oh, whoa. No. Not the whole box. Get that. Out of here! No!
Unbelievable.
Jermaine Clement. Kristen Chenoweth.
The croaking cockatoo doth bellow for revenge.
That's Shakespeare, by the way.
Without your performance, it's nothing.
Fair point.
Leslie Mann. Tracy Morgan.
Hey, Big Bird! Make a leg!
Oh, fuck, this nigga's in the movie. God damn it.
Bruno Mars.
You guys are staying in my nest.
Whoa.
It's just something I put together with my strength and my brawn.
Will I Am with Andy Garcia and Jamie Foxx.
We had it all.
We could have been legends. I mean, we already are super mega dope, but you know what I'm saying? Hey!
Oh! That's adorable.
Ah! Rio 2.
Keep celebrating. I'll be pooping on your party promptly. It only works when I do it.
Okay. Love
ya. Fuck. I mean, wow, that trailer looks so very interesting. I can't wait to see such a classic from, what was that, from the creators who brought you Ice Age, one of the worst goddamn animated trilogies ever. Oh, god fucking damn. Okay, the first reel I was not a fan of. I didn't get what everybody was loving, but whatever, I guess. This one, now I already saw the movie, but I'm just going to go ahead and judge the trailer. The trailer looked like shit. I'm sorry. And then who made this? It's not DreamWorks. So I don't know why they're trying to brag about all these names in here, like Tracy Morgan and Jamie Foxx. This nigga went from a Django to Electro to a motherfucking Yellow Bird. I don't get that. But Anne Hathaway's in the movie, so I guess that's a plus. And then you got Jesse Eisenberg, who's so charismatic. And so, I can't even say that with a straight fucking face. God, who am I fucking kidding? That trailer looks like shit. Okay, I'm not looking forward to it. That's got to be the worst anime. Yeah, just wait till you hear the review, people. I got a rant for that one anyway. But, yeah, people, like I said, a short episode, 22 minutes short, actually. This is Movie Spoils episode 107, sponsored by Fandango, of course. So pick up your Fandango tickets at moviespoilerspodcast.com. Like Chicago John the Bear says, it's cheaper when you get them off moviespoilerspodcast.com. I am your host, the Phenomenal One, and I will catch you bastards next week with Lehu's return from the abyss of wherever the hell he's been at, and plus my ass and my stupid schedule. But anyway, people, catch you bastards later. Later, bastards.
Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.